Good morning, Humboldt County. Welcome to another very exciting edition of the Your Care, Our Mission radio show presented by the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And of course, 97.7 The Bolt. I'm Sam T. Jensen, but you knew that already. This morning, I have with me Kim from Infection Control over at HCMH. Kim, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good, good. Happy to hear it. So I understand this week is National Infection Control Week.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
All of us need vaccinations, whether we are a child or an adult. One of the vaccinations that we all need to get this fall is our flu vaccination. Getting an annual flu vaccination is the first and the best available way to protect yourself and your family from the flu and its potentially serious complications. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor visits, missed work, and school due to the flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccine also has been shown to significantly reduce the child's risk of dying from influenza. The more people who get vaccinated, the more people will be protected from the flu, including older people, young children, pregnant women, and people with certain long-term health problems.
So what sort of flu vaccines are recommended for this season?
For the 2018-19 flu season, public health will be giving a cell-based or recombivant and are 100% egg-free, antibiotic-free, preservative-free, and latex-free, unless the patients have had a reaction to a specific vaccine. They can go ahead and get that for adults. Children 6 months and older have been given the flu zone.
So what viruses do the 2018-19 flu vaccines protect against?
There are many flu viruses that are constantly changing. The composition of the U.S. flu vaccine is reviewed annually and updated to match what is circulating for the flu virus most likely for the coming year. Flu vaccine protecting against either three or four viruses. What we are using this year at Public Health is the four. There will be two A's, which is like the H1N1-like virus. Also the H3N2-like virus that we had last year, and that has been updated. Then there is two B viruses. The Victoria lineage virus has been updated, as well as there's a Yamagata lineage.
So when and about how often should somebody get vaccinated?
You should get a flu vaccine before the flu season begins in your community. It takes 2 weeks or after for the vaccination of antibodies to protect you from the flu and develop in your body. So make plans to get your vaccination here this early fall. The CDC is recommending that the flu vaccine be given by the end of October. We can give them January or even later. Children who need two doses of vaccination to protect should start their vaccinations as soon as possible because their two doses need to be given at least 4 weeks apart.
So I know the flu clinic we did last week. Is there still chances and opportunities for people to get their vaccines?
Yes, Public Health will be giving flu clinics at their office Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 p.m., the whole month of October. If you have any questions, please call Public Health at 332-2492.
Well, Kim, I want to thank you so much for sitting and talking with me today.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you another time.
All right, sounds good. This has been the Your Care, Our Mission radio show. And be sure to tune in next week, same time, same place, right here on 97.7 The Bolt. For the Your Care, Our Mission radio show, we'll be talking with Stacy from Radiology, so make sure you stay tuned for that.